This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Race Again. Now, I chanced upon his book, Kintsugi, at a bookstore. The subtitle is Heal Your Life, Repair the Cracks, and Embrace Imperfection the Japanese Way. The author is Tomas Navarro, a psychologist from Spain, who originally wrote the book in Spanish, and it got translated into English. So now it's landed in Malaysia. So it's very interesting. I want to talk about this book, Tomas. Welcome. And now you're living out in Andorra, and maybe we'll start with this concept of Kintsugi, right? Out in Spain, how did you come across this concept?
Okay, it's thank you before for all of because of this interview. So, Kintsugi, I get in touch with this concept because my sister-in-law is a pottery master, and then one day she told me about that, and we did it with my daughter in his workshop. We did some Kintsugi, and many months later, I thought what was a good example to tell people that we need to embrace imperfection, that we need to repair, we have to deal with adversity, and we don't have to feel fear about adversity because we can rebuild us after adversity. So it was like a bright idea. So, last month I were doing some Kintsugi, so this is a perfect example to show this, that things are not more ugly because they're broken. Instead of that, things are better when they are broken and revealed, because the strength, they show that they are a strength and that they can be stronger after the adversity. Mm-hmm. So it was in this way because I thought in Kintsugi.
Right. And it's very interesting, right? Because, you know, I actually, and this was your sister-in-law who is in pottery, and I actually made a pendant fashion out of Kintsugi. I love that whole concept. Oh. So I do believe that imperfection and scars do make us more beautiful. Now, the first part of the book also talks about araku yaki, the art of the essential. So what is essential and what is non-essential?
I think that the essential in this life is to live life intensely. Mm-hmm. But I found that many people is afraid of getting hurt, so they don't live, they just survive. Mm. Yeah, I don't know if I have explained it well, but you cannot renounce to live intensely, for example, with love. Many people get hurt by love. Mm-hmm. What else? What do you expect? We don't know how to love. We don't learn how to love at school. So the most probably thing is that we have some difficulties with our partners. Yeah, we think that the first love will be the one, and then this unrealistic expectation, this unrealistic hope. Mm-hmm. When it goes wrong, then you feel like all the world is going down and it's the worst thing. But in the real life, this is normal, this is usual. And what do you expect? We need to learn. And as many couples we have, as many partners we have, we can learn better about love. Yeah.
Right.
So I think that the expectations that we have about life are not real, not good.
Right. Now, Kintsugi is often a practice alongside Ikigai. This was a review I read about your book. And Ikigai is the art of finding one's life purpose. Why do you think people always say Ikigai and they think Kintsugi and they put them on the same page?
Yeah, I talk, I think that a full chapter about Ikigai, because many people don't have a purpose in life. And when you don't have a purpose in life, you don't know where to go. You just go on as a wind goes by. So when you have an Ikigai, you have a direction and you have a very big motivation what to do. This is in one hand. And in the other hand, many people stay or they want to stay in the suffering,
yeah? Right.
Because they lose the sense of its life. And Ikigai, it's a concept that will help them to find a new purpose in life and to don't stay in in hurt, in suffering, and to do something else, and to make the first step to heal their wounds.
Right. You know, when I read your book, it was very interesting because there you wrote the book about around a character called Sokei, together with real life stories, right? Why have you used this formula?
Yeah, because we need to gain some perspective to take a new lens about reality. Yeah,
right.
And when we get into the fiction, it's more easy to get this perspective and to see things in a different way. So it's very difficult to take a look to ourselves and analyze ourselves. But if he's a fiction character, it's okay. It's not so difficult to take a look to him and even to get empathy and compassion, to feel empathy and compassion with Sokei. And then I use this character to come back to you and to help you to give self-compassion and self-empathy apart from Sokei.
Right. Now, is this your first book, Thomas?
No, it's my second book.
It's your second
book. My
first book
is called something like Emotional Strength, but in Spanish.
Okay.
It has been not translated. And I have already published my third book,
okay,
which is called Wabi Sabi. It's about everything. It's about Japan, and it's being translated in many languages right now, but it has just been 2 months in the market in Spain,
right,
and soon in France, in England, in many countries.
Yeah. Oh, so it's just, you just got a new book out. Okay, so I'm just back to the book again, right? Talk about facing it. Adversity, right? How we should react when faced with adversity, and how do we normally react, though?
Yeah, normally we try to ignore adversity. Yeah, we think that something like a fairy will come to our life and will help us to overcome adversity. Yeah, but it doesn't happen. It never happens. So the adversity gets wrong and wronger, and our life is getting complicated because we are doing nothing to work with adversity. But I think that it's so important that in a school, children must learn to deal on with adversity, because in the real life, many times in our life, we will have adversity. And this is another big mistake with parents. Parents don't let children to face on adversity, so they are not trained.
Right.
When adversity comes, when they are adults, it's something normal in life, but we don't learn what to do with adversity.
All right. One of the things that you also wrote in your book is Bizenyaki, or the art of persevering. Now, why is that important in life?
I don't know in Malaysia, but in Europe, people want things very quickly, and they don't perseverate.
Right. I think it's worldwide.
Yeah. So in my to-do list is going to visit Malaysia, you know, but to understand different cultures. Yeah? But the best things need of perseverations. Yeah. Many people at the first try, if it don't goes properly, they think, oh, it doesn't matter. Okay, let's go for another thing. Yeah. Currently, I'm living in the Pyrenees. I'm living in the mountain. I love to live in the mountains. And it was not so difficult. It was not so easy. But I have to persevere to reach this thing that I love to do. So, perseveration is the key to reach your goals.
Right.
Not good luck. Perseveration.
Right. Okay. It's not luck. It's always perseverance. We'll talk a little bit more about your book, Kintsugi. I'm here with Thomas Navarro. You're listening to Raise Your Game. Stay tuned to Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Beautiful, festive moments. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
This is Enterprise. Good morning. I'm Frida Liu, and I'm speaking to Thomas Navarro out in Andorra, where he's living. We're talking about his book, Kintsugi, Heal Your Life, Repair the Cracks, and Embrace Imperfection the Japanese Way. It's very odd that I'm speaking to someone in Spain about Kintsugi. I just want to go on a little bit more about the book, Thomas. You also discuss repairing, from repairing self-esteem, love, joy, hope, and life. Let's talk about how we can repair self-esteem.
Yeah. So this is the question. This is a big question.
Yeah.
We don't know how to work in our self-esteem. And when self-esteem grows with us when we are kids, when we are young, and we think that all the things that people say are like things that experts in personalities say. So we believe everything that people say about us. Mm-hmm. Yeah? And then we made our self-esteem with all these affirmations. Yeah? Maybe your mother, maybe your grandma, maybe your teacher. But all these things usually, normally, are not true. Yeah. Mm. But if we believe, we act like if this is true. For example, if my mother says to me that I'm a lazy man, I don't like to work. Mm. So I get this like my identity, yeah?
Right.
And but what we don't know is that self-esteem is a dynamic concept. Mm. We can change and they evolve, they improve with our life, yeah? Mm. So we have to get new actualizations, like with a mobile phone, yeah?
Yeah.
With our self-esteem. So many people, what they do when there is a problem, maybe your partner, when you get separated, they attack your self-esteem.
Mm.
Yeah? It was wrong because of you. But maybe this is not true.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's very important to meet us, to know how we are, and to don't get into our little head, our self-esteem, everything that any people say about us.
Yeah. Right. How about love? How do you repair love?
Yeah, I think I have a maximum of love. That is that it has to go on while it's beautiful, and be beautiful while it has going on, and when love is finished, just to be gentle and elegant, yeah? Because we think that love is something like Disney, but in the real life, love is something like The Walking Dead.
Yeah. Okay.
So our expectations are not real. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the most probably thing is that love you have to work on, and we are very bad with choosing our partner, mm-hmm. with communicate to our partner, with love our partner. So the most probably thing is that love will end. So enjoy a lot while you are during a relationship.
Right.
And I'm sure that it will end, and if it ends, nothing to say, so happy about what happened, and don't avoid to love again intensely another man, another woman.
Right. Okay, now you also talk about motainai, which is the art of giving yourself a new opportunity. How do you do that?
Yeah, this is a concept mm-hmm. that was born in the war. And people need to repeat things and to learn about what happened. Yeah. So motainai in my book is to learn about what happened. Mm-hmm. If you can do that, all the suffering that you had, it's not in vain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if your first relationship in love went wrong, went bad, mm-hmm. if you can learn what was the reason? Maybe the reason was that you were not prepared. Maybe the reason was that you don't choose a properly partner. If you can learn about that, so the next relationship will be better. So take a learning about what happened to you, about this suffering that you have been feeling. This is motainai in my book.
All right. And, you know, how do you incorporate kintsugi in your practice as a psychologist?
Yeah, daily, because people come to me and say, oh, my heart has been broken. And then I make kintsugi with his heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm a little bit of different kind of psychologist than mm-hmm. usual. I make my sessions walking in the mountain, skiing in winter with the snow showing in winter, biking in summertime, spring. And what I would like is to give people resources and to help them to understand what happened. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to see them every week, because I think that psychology, what must do is to give resources to people to be self-autonomous and work
right.
on their own, yeah?
Right.
Not depending on the psychologist.
Right. So this is how you meet your clients. You meet them in the Pyrenees, whether it's snowing or skiing or cycling. What happens there? I think, what is it that when a person's out in nature, what do they see differently?
Yeah. We need to be in touch with nature, because the nature will inspire us. Yeah. So half of my work is that, is thanks to that, thanks that we are in nature in the mountain. Maybe you cannot go to the forest, to the mountain, but also the beach, the countryside, the forest will help you. But we need this kind of silence that nature gave us to disconnect from the daily routines and to find the place to think about us and about to happen. But many people feel fear from the silence and don't want to do that. Because if I have to think about me, about my life, maybe I have to make some decisions that will hurt us. And we think in a very mistake that the decisions that we don't make don't hurt us, but it's not real. We need to make some decisions to keep on going on and to feel free and to feel happy.
Right. So not making a decision is a decision in a way as well. Whatever the decisions may be, right or wrong, we have to live with decisions in life, right? How can people get hold of you, Thomas?
Oh, I have a web. I'm translating it into English. And I have an email. It's thomas@thomasnavarro.ie. And I have been working here with people from many places of the world. But I have seen that no one from Malaysia, no one from Asia.
Not yet.
Here I have been working with people from Finland, from Norway, from Switzerland, from the USA also, from Portland, Oregon, which is in the West Coast, you know, but no one from Malaysia. Yeah, so if you want to be the first, please send me an email. I will be very happy.
All right. If you all want to get a hold of the book, it is Kintsugi, Heal Your Life, Repair the Cracks, Embrace Imperfection, The Japanese Way. I've been speaking to Thomas Navarro. You've been listening to Race Your Game on Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.